where Barrett Salee from CBS Sports is joining us. Barrett, it's not lost on me how much has changed in the world since the last time you were on with us. Last week we were talking about your more bold prediction of the Vols finishing 9-3 for the upcoming season, and look at how the world has changed in 7 days. What have you learned over the past 7 days just working in this environment and covering collegiate athletes?
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting to see, you know, how people have spoken out. Marvin Wilson yesterday for Florida State talking about what happened with Mike Norvell. We've seen a lot move into, you know, into several protests. You know, and I think it's different for us because, generally speaking, you know, players don't speak out, you know, within a football program. And you know, I think this is such a different, you know, time that they feel comfortable, you know, going and doing things that matter and stepping out and being part of the story with that. And I think that is different because usually you, like I said, you usually have, you know, players sort of fall in line, keep make a big statement outside of the program. And that has changed, like you said, in just a week.
Barrett, is that power and voice that players are starting to see that they have, is that something that you think will continue and grow, or is this a short-term thing?
No, I think it will grow. I think, you know, and honestly, with what's happened over the last week and the George Floyd death and the subsequent protests, you know, I think for college athletes, it actually might be, you know, the you know, sort of second wave, because you already saw people stepping out and saying what they mean in terms of name, image, and likeness. So I think you sort of had this sort of movement before all of this, which obviously is way more important, but you kind of saw that a lot of players realized that their voice matters even before all this. So when the opportunity came to make a difference with our society as a whole, not just within the college athletics bubble, they understood that it wasn't going to harm them, and that the programs would definitely be for them having that voice. So, you know, I think that the idea that players have had voices has become sort of a small wave that's sort of been building, and really what this did is put waves together and made one giant one. And I think college athletics are going to be better for it, and obviously having, you know, recognizable faces participate, you know, in making our world a better place is going to help that movement, no doubt.
Any connection at all to name, image, likeness in terms of, you know, more the student athletes maybe being able to get more of those kind of things that they have been craving for a long time?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if this is going to have that kind of connection, although I do think that, you know, maybe a secondary sort of part of fact that, you know, players will understand that, you know, they don't have to be part of some, you know, some player committee to make their voices heard. And I do think that will maybe kick the can down the road a little quicker, because the can is still being kicked down the road in terms of name, image, and likeness. But I think that might happen. You know, this might accelerate that process a little bit because, you know, they're not going to be afraid. Players aren't going to be afraid, you know, to be their own person and step outside of, you know, sort of the confines of a football program. And they will be more willing to speak up and be individuals who are fighting for something. And I think that, you know, might accelerate that process.
We're talking to Barrett Salee from CBS Sports. And Barrett, earlier this week, Jeremy Pruitt said, you know, that he has had a lot of two-way dialogue with his players. He even entrusted T. Martin with setting up a program, gave him kind of the control to set up a program to look into how they can take steps that are actionable to, you know, make some positive progress. And he had a very bold statement of we're going to be about change while I'm here at the University of Tennessee. Do you think other NCAA coaches are going to take that approach? Kind of like Vince was saying, is this a short-term thing, or will you see actual commitment to supporting the furtherment of the black athletes for these programs?
Well, I think it absolutely will be something that lasts. And, you know, Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt said it, and I think Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher had a really good statement on it as well. And so, yeah, there absolutely will be, you know, a permanent residual effect, if you will, you know, with programs that understand, hey, you know what, you know, it's not just football and it's not just education. There's a whole lot more to this. It's not just money. There's a whole lot. And being in the spotlight, I think, you know, the programs themselves understand a responsibility that they have now. And it is a responsibility. So no doubt, I think all these programs, they're not just lip service. They, you know, they will have a lingering effect, and they will be, you know, part of, you know, the societal turnaround, so to speak. And look, I mean, it's one of those things where you can't expect the program to be all about that. I mean, obviously they have a job to do. They have, you know, football games to win and players to develop and all that other stuff, you know, so, you know, the impact that it's making right now might, you know, subside a little bit, but even if it's only a little bit, that's still gonna help tremendously in terms of changing the way we operate as a society.
Hey, did you buy Mike Norvell's clarification of him individually reaching out to his players?
Yes, I did. To me, that was just more of a miscommunication. And yeah, you know, you saw some of the text messages, and Florida State actually released the actual text message, and he sent the same one to everybody and changed the name, you know, based on the recipient. And so, you know, was it a face-to-face conversation? No. Did he probably misstate what actually happened in that interview? Yeah, he probably did. But, you know, you guys talk for a living, you know, just like I do. A lot of times what we think and what we say, they're not exactly the same thing. And so, you know, if he did reach out via text to everybody, that is one-on-one. You know, it's not necessarily conversation. Some of that instances would have been, but it is still one-on-one. And so to me, what I made of it was, you know, just a little misinterpretation. Mike Norvell probably misstated exactly what, you know, the process was, and cooler heads prevailed after that. And I think that's all that was. And, you know, if I'm Marvin Wilson and I'm Mike Norvell, I would have had a meeting, you know, yesterday morning to say, all right, look, where did this go wrong? You know, how do the players feel about what you said and what I said? And so, yeah, I mean, miscommunications happen, especially in text messages, man. Like, this whole thing boils down to something that I've said for a long time. You can't convey tone over text.
Yep.
And over the internet, you know, it's just impossible to do. And I think this is one case of that.
I think you hit the nail on the head right there, Barrett. There's so many times, like, either email and crazy punctuation or text messages where things can be completely misconstrued. And you're like, wait a second, I didn't mean anything by that. I'm sorry I used an exclamation point. I was excited.
Yeah.
I don't know. Barrett, I do want to talk to you about some football before we let you go. Barrett Salee from CBS Sports joining us. With all of the athletes in the SEC being slowly invited back to campuses, return to voluntary workouts starting Monday in the SEC, you're seeing some positive tests here and there at